B-Pod Studios.
Did you know what day this is? Because I know what day this is.
Monday.
Today's Monday.
Are you ready for it?
Are you ready for this?
Ready for what?
Ready for what?
Loud early morning entertainment.
Can you do that?
Do people think you do that? Do you do that?
Do what?
Entertain me.
Do you do a lot of entertaining?
I do it all day long.
All day long? 5 days a week.
Okay, well, let's get it started then.
Buckle up. It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Good morning. It's 542, 39 degrees in Boston, 46 for the high today. That's okay. We'll take it. Not bad. A little bit of rain throughout. Showers continuing through the afternoon.
I saw it snow yesterday.
Yeah. Where were you?
I was in Granby? I don't know. I was in the western part of the state. Wow.
Well, you were out at UMass, right?
Yes.
Yeah, reliving the old days.
I was, and it was. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, it's snowing. Wow.
Yeah, out west.
Yeah, not here, right?
Yeah, you beat it back, though. You raced home.
Yes, we did.
Didn't want
Left
to deal with
it
that.
Out there.
And I saw that you went on our Facebook page, 105.7 WROR. A little bit of a rant on the red carpet. You didn't like it.
I just thought it was so boring, and it used to be so fun. It's like...
What did you not like about it?
It was uninspired.
Just say it.
Uninspired.
You don't like Ryan Seacrest.
He did way better than the ABC people. I thought the ABC people.
But there was one ABC, the woman, the poor thing. I don't know who she is.
Brunette. Kind of looks like a
Kardashian.
Yes,
she was wearing white.
Yes.
Everything's amazing.
It was painful.
It was awesome and amazing.
Yeah, she's the one who interviewed Brad Pitt.
Yeah, and it was painful.
And she said, oh, it was boy.
I'm rooting for you, Brad.
You're amazing.
It was bad. And people just looked, I didn't think they looked great.
No.
They looked washed out.
What did you think of Kristen Wiig's crazy dress?
At least
it
was
funny.
I got to tell you, at least it was interesting. You know, I'm at this point in my life, I'm like, just dazzle me with like even bad taste.
Yeah. But there was none of none of that.
No, just really like very washed out.
Well, we'll talk more. Harry Medved, our guy at Fandango, is going to check in later from Hollywood. He was there on the red carpet. So he
That's awesome.
Give us some of the dirt and dish as far as that goes. Plus, today we are starting the Bon Jovi Song of the Day. So every day. At 8:05, 11:05, 1:05, and 4:05, we're going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to a show at the Garden on July 16th.
So fun.
Be easy. Be listening for your chance to win. That is at 8:05 this morning, kicking off the Bon Jovi Song of the Day.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
All right, 6:19, LBF, what do you got? What's cool?
I know it's Monday, but I'm going to tell you when you're going to be the happiest today.
Oh, it's tough on a Monday.
It's tough, but something to look forward to.
All right, you've narrowed down the exact time.
The moment.
Of your happiness. Oh, can't wait. Brian.
TikTok. Yeah. Something cool from the Oscars last night you might have missed. Not something like a, you know, big movie thing.
Okay. And I will tell you, a survey has finally... found out what the perfect date is. You know, we do our first aid disasters, right?
Yeah.
We get a lot of disasters, but this could help you avoid. This is the perfect date. All right, that's coming up. Hey, come see what's new at the Progressive Insurance New England Boat Show. Shop hundreds of new boats, marine gear, engines, electronics now through Sunday at the Boston Convention and Exhibition Center. NewEnglandBoatShow.com. It was great. All right, LBF.
Okay, the happiest moment of your day. Actually, the happiest moment of your work day.
Okay.
When do you think that is for the average 9-to-5-er?
I know. I would say probably 2-ish.
2-ish?
3?
Because you just ate?
Yes. Yeah. And I
finished your nap.
And I finished your nap with the door closed. Yeah. Yeah, that's about right.
You're wrong,
what
Bob.
What do you have?
It's actually, I thought it would be like 10-to-5, but it's 3:25. So it's about 90 minutes before you leave work. Maybe the anticipation of leaving work. And that's like the happiest moment of your work day. I just want to mention like the top four happy moments of today because it's Monday and these are the things that will make you happy. Your boss showing you some appreciation.
That's nice.
That is very nice. Mm-hmm. This is very true for me. Number three, the moment you sit down in front of the TV at night. I love that moment. That's a nice one. Eating a great dinner. And right about now, if waking up after a great night's sleep, which probably not a lot of people got because the Oscars were on until, midnight?
I don't know how people can stay with the Oscars all night.
Either.
So I just don't.
Yeah.
So much filler in there. They're looking forward to three, what?
3:25.
Yes, very much so, if you stayed up all night.
All right.
All right, Brian.
Well, I was watching the Oscars last night and saw this, and it was just very cool. It was in the animated shorts section, okay?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And high school student DeAndre Arnold, he's from Texas, and he's got in trouble for having his dreadlocks. His school said that he had to cut his dreadlocks, and, you know, not cool. But this is what was cool, because director Matthew A. Cherry, he had an Oscar-nominated short called Hair Love, which is about, you know, a black father who learns how to do his daughter's hair while his wife is in the hospital. And my wife and I and Lila, we all watched this short before the Oscars. I'm like, wow, that's
how
really
old's
cool.
Lila now? Your
She's
girl?
Six.
Six.
And so we watched the short, and then we see this kid at the Oscars, and then the short wins the Oscar, and it was a great story, and you
Where
should
do you
check
see
it
shorts?
Out. You can see them on YouTube. I'll post it at WRR.com if you want. It's called Hair Love. It's a sweet,
it's so,
really sweet story.
It's so funny
it's
you see these.
It's a short.
It's short.
Yeah, it's like 5 minutes.
You know what?
Yeah.
I'm all in.
Yeah.
Maybe at 3:35.
Yeah, 3:25. You can watch that.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Dating is rarely easy, and when you've been doing it for a long time, it's hard to constantly come up with fun stuff, right? So if you're looking for an idea, especially for Valentine's, a poll was just taken. 45% of people want to explore something new.
Oh, boy.
Or go somewhere now. Somewhere different on a first date. A lot of people, the perfect date involves outdoor activities.
Not me.
A walk in the park.
Parks?
A botanical garden.
A botanical garden.
Top
Lovely.
Choices. Other choices? The zoo.
The zoo?
Really? Yeah. A river or canal cruise. An historical attraction. A boat ride.
Oh, my
Just
God.
Just talking about the boat show. An aquarium. Art museum.
An aquarium?
Yeah.
On a date?
Really? You need distractions on a date. You need something to focus on and talk about.
Aquariums and zoos are filled with children.
Yeah. You'll know if a person doesn't like children right away.
Look at that. Yeah.
So you don't want kids, I guess.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow.
All right. You can pretend to be smarter in an art museum.
Oh, yeah.
And then you never have to go back.
Right.
Did that, didn't we? Okay.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Yeah, you know what? We just talked about the perfect first date locations. One of them was a boat ride. So I was at the boat show this weekend.
Yeah.
That'd be a good date. The boat
show. The boat show.
Yeah.
Because you're on land and you couldn't escape.
Oh, you wouldn't like the boat ride.
Well, you just never know.
Yeah.
Well,
you know what?
There's a lot of expensive boats there, Bob. Oh, I mean, you could really impress her. Like, hey,
right.
What do you
think
about this boat?
Oh, my God. You wouldn't believe some of the boats they had there. And there was one I thought of you and my wife because it was a pontoon.
Oh, yeah.
Those are my favorite.
Oh, they're party boats.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's all they are. They're floating living rooms.
Yes. Yeah.
This one had an actual bar on it with 3 bar stools.
It's the coolest.
Yeah.
I mean, you
I'm
just
not
take
sure why
it easy.
3, not 4. Oh, the bartender's probably the 4th.
Right. Well,
the captain has to drive.
Yeah, exactly.
Dang, that's right. It was great, though. I really enjoyed the boat show.
I
the
bet.
Convention Center.
It's fun.
Really was.
Did you take off your shoes and get on the boats?
You have to.
Yes.
You have to. But it was just amazing how far these boats have come now, especially the pontoons. One had a top deck with a slide, right?
Yeah.
That's
How good
fun.
Is that? Yeah, yeah,
yeah. That's
fun for
like
the whole
a house.
Family. I could see you doing that, LBF.
I like
down.
No, I would just be at the bar saying, "Be careful, then. Be careful."
But if you're at the bar long enough,
maybe. That's true. That's true.
But we met a lot of listeners Saturday, and guess what? They love, 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 love
me.
You know they do. They do. And they love Super Smart in 60 Seconds.
It's a fun game.
People were just coming up saying, one guy, he said he had 10 Thursday.
Oh.
I said, what'd you win?
Yeah.
Not
for him. Nice to meet
anyway,
you, Bob.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Really, you're anyway. So good with the people, Bob.
No, I kid her. But it was great. It was fun hanging
that's
out,
awesome.
Meeting folks. But they love Super Smart, so we'll do that at 8:10 this morning. But I also told everybody there, sign up to play.
I know. A lot of people, they do that. They're like, oh, I got 10, I got 7. But
go to WRY.com.
We're
on, due for another winner, right, for $1,000. All right, let's get into some dirty laundry coming up, the Oscars, right?
Yeah, we have a lot of fun stuff. We have, I want to talk about the red carpet and the how slightly disappointed I was. People love it when you
lose. I don't even know how she can do all the laundry today. You got the Oscars going on. That was big last night, but you know if anybody can. LBF can handle it.
What I know, there's so much.
Oh, I just got a paper cut.
You did?
Stop everything.
Worst day ever.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I got to go. Go ahead.
All right, so the Oscars were last night. I don't think the big surprise was that Parasite won 4 awards, including Best Picture, Best Director. And the other, everyone else.
Has anybody seen it? Do you know?
I have not seen it yet, but I heard it's really, really good. I was texting my friend last night, and he was saying how he was so happy it won because it was really good. The other movies were fine, but like they had problems. Like Once Upon a Time in Hollywood was very long, and it kind of was all over the place. Yeah. Same goes for The Irishman. 1917, I know you
loved it,
but I feel like it doesn't have a wide appeal.
Maybe that's why.
You know, I don't know.
I'll say that. I saw 1917, Ford vs. Ferrari, and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and 1917 was my favorite. But I would have been happy with any one of those winning.
Right. I thought that, first of all, there wasn't like a host, but these guys were really good.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked it. I just want to make sure I'm not playing anything bad because some people say bad things.
Okay. Yeah.
Steve Martin and Chris Rock, they came out and they did a little thing. And this was, I think,
they're
very funny. They sort of called people out on stuff. So here you go right here.
Oh, my God, there's Brad Pitt. It's like looking in a mirror.
Mahershala Ali's here tonight. Mahershala. Oscars. Mm. You know what that means when the cops pull him over?
All right.
Nothing.
I mean, Chris Rock is so good, and he can zing, and it's awesome. They were fun. You know what was great?
It was really
short, and it was unexpected because we didn't think we were going to get anything like that.
Right.
You know, I thought that...
They even said, like, well, it was nice not hosting with you.
Yes, exactly.
funny.
Janelle Monáe came out, and she started to sing Won't You Be My Neighbor, and then she went into this incredible... song and dance number, and it was really, really high energy and, again, really unexpected.
There were fun performances.
Yes,
like
there were.
Eminem showed up.
I'm like, hey, look at Eminem.
Yeah. He has a dad bod.
He does. I noticed the same thing. Dave's like, you're being a little mean. I'm like, just looks like he's getting old, and isn't that nice? Joaquin Phoenix won for Best Actor for The Joker, and his speech was a little strange. Here's a little clip.
Yeah, okay.
We go into the natural world, and we plunder it for its resources. We feel entitled to artificially inseminate a cow. Mm. And when she gives birth, we steal her baby.
Wow.
Even though her cries of anguish are unmistakable. Mm. And then we take her milk that's intended for her calf, and we put it in our coffee and our cereal.
What is going on, Joaquin? You seemed so normal on 60
Oscar?
Minutes.
Yeah.
That was a speech.
Speech?
Yeah.
Jeez.
So Renee Zellweger won for Judy.
I guess he likes
I don't think the cows get enough shout outs.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
They don't.
But we know Joaquin likes his coffee black. So
yeah, I guess so.
Good to know.
Laura Dern was Best Supporting Actress. Brad Pitt, Best Supporting Actor. I want to say that it was a pretty inclusive ceremony. I really liked the guy from Peanut Butter Falcon. And they came up. Just a lot of representation of people between like people with disabilities and people with,
cows.
All shapes and sizes. And
in the ceremony, not the nominations and awards.
In the ceremony. Yes. Let me be clear. In the ceremony. Natalie Portman wore a cape with and stitched inside the cape were all the women who were left off the Best Director ballot.
Right. So everybody's got their own agenda now.
They sure do. I like the agenda. What I found really disappointing...
Mm-hmm.
The red carpet.
Okay.
I feel like people were really boring in their fashion choices, and I really need them to step it up because that's all I'm in it for.
You didn't?
Janelle Monáe was amazing on the red carpet, though.
She had on like this sort of like silvery, I don't know. She kind of
looked like a superhero.
Yeah, she did. She
had a
good.
Hood?
Yep, had a hood.
That thing was cool.
That was neat.
Was
she
amazing.
Was one of the only people who took chances. Everyone else was.
She wore a silver thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of women wore white, and I think that might be sort of a nod to the suffragette movement and stuff, but I feel like that's nice, but it washes you out.
Yeah, right. It's not a good look.
So, right. I know that he's making a political statement, but just be warned. You might want to wear some like colorful necklace.
It's a bronzer.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So, look, Harry Medved's going to call us from Fandango.com. He was actually there on the red carpet.
Yeah. Who was drunk on the red carpet?
We'll ask him that. Yeah. And I think he was at the Parasite party, the post-party.
I know. What a great party. Parasite. They were really surprised.
Who'd have thought that'd be fun, the post-Parasite party?
Yeah, but, you know.
Okay. But he said it's fun. So we'll check with Harry. And if I know Harry Medved, he's always got tickets to give away to a movie you want to see. Maybe you can go see Parasite.
Yeah, awesome.
Was the winner.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
That'll be about 7:10, so don't miss that. Here are the Eagles.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Oh, yeah. Oscar night last night. Oscar. throwback. That's a throwback, kids. Okay, so the Oscars. To me, I was surprised with the... best picture.
Yeah, me too.
Were you surprised? Yeah. Who'd you think? Who'd you want?
There were so many. I mean, I thought maybe Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, just because I thought that would like it, it was like, you know,
good pick. Solid
people
pick.
Would see themselves in it, Hollywood folks, and be like, I want
that. And they're all a bunch of narcissists.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
I wanted 1917 or Ford versus Ferrari, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. But Parasite ends up winning, which to me, I didn't see it. I don't know. It sounds great. But guess who was at the Parasite post-party last night? Our buddy, Harry Medved from Fandango.com. So there's Harry just coming back from the party.
I was there, yes. I've been a huge fan of Parasite from day one. From the moment I saw it at the Toronto Film Festival. I'm still... like smiling ear to ear. It's just an incredible evening. It's a great, great moment for cinema. And for anyone who loves going to the movies with a big audience, watching movies on a big screen, because this is clearly the most entertaining movie of the year when the Academy voters had to check off in their ballots which film were you most enthralled by? Which one surprised you the most? Which one did you want to go back and see again? It was Parasite.
Well, honestly, none of us have seen it here. We just haven't seen it, and I think most people haven't, you know?
You're now going to see it on Fandango now because it's streaming, and you can rent it or you can buy it. And I'm sure we're going to see a big Oscar bump tomorrow morning. And people wanting to go see the movie. And that's what the show's all about.
Yeah, I have a friend who was really excited that it won. Were you surprised by any of the other awards?
Or snubs?
You know, I was really happy the Parasite won, not just for Best Original Screenplay, but for also Best International Film and also Best Director and Best Picture. I was kind of hoping that Little Women would get a little bit more than just Best Costume, right?
Yeah.
Really wanted to see Greta Gerwig win Best Adapted Screenplay, but certainly can't complain with Taika Waititi winning for Jojo Rabbit. That's fantastic.
What did you guys think?
I mean, what were you excited by?
I was disappointed, actually, that 1917 didn't do better, and I don't even know why the actor wasn't nominated, the lead, for Best Actor. He was fantastic.
George Mackay is amazing. Yeah, he's a young guy. He'll have plenty of chances coming up in the future. You know, he was in a movie called Captain Fantastic. I didn't even realize he was the young kid in that with Viggo Mortensen.
Oh, that's a good movie.
Okay.
Yeah, really good movie. No, and look, 1917 clearly deserved more love, but this just wasn't the year. This was the year of Parasite. Mm-hmm. At least it got cinematography and sound effects editing.
So were you at the ceremony or were you on the red carpet?
No, I was in the press room next to the ceremony. The way it works out is that they don't let the press into the Dolby Theater itself. They put them right next to the Dolby Theater at the Lowe's Hollywood Hotel, and then they usher all the winners over to the press.
Yeah, you get everybody when they're in a good mood. How was Brad Pitt? How do you look?
Yeah.
He looked amazing. The guy is, look, you know what? He couldn't happen to a nicer guy,
right?
And it was so great that he was giving credit to his parents, his kids. He was talking about Gina Davis and Ridley Scott discovering him for Thelma and Louise when he was the hitchhiker in that film. It was really charming. I thought he was just wonderful. It's everything you want in an Oscar show. And
yeah, it was a good
like
speech.
Just a perfect movie star. Yeah.
I thought Brad Pitt was going to cry.
Yeah. No, it was just great. Look, he's worked really hard for this Oscar. And he's already got an Oscar as a producer for 12 Years a Slave. This is his first acting Oscar.
Right. Yeah. I didn't know which, they said there was his second Oscar, but I was like, what did he win for? So that's good.
He's been producing quite a few movies that have been big hits.
So you're okay with Joaquin with Best Actor? You agree with that?
How do you feel about that?
You know, I didn't see it, so I can't say.
I saw it. I thought he was really great in that movie. I think he was, you know, he really transformed and he made it, you know, not to sound cliche, but he really did make it his own. It was a really interesting approach to the whole thing.
Yeah.
I thought it was good. What about you?
Yeah, look, the Oscar usually goes to the actor who goes for it.
Yeah.
And it was a transformative performance. He lost a ton of weight.
You lose the weight, you get the Oscar.
Right?
I'm 30 pounds away. Or gain the weight. Yeah.
Or gain.
One way or the other.
That's where I'm headed.
Yeah, exactly.
Robert De Niro and Raging Bull thing.
All
right, Harry, how's the food back there at the old press room? They take care of you?
No, they don't. No, it's not great. But
you gotta be kidding me.
I would have liked to have seen the vegan meals that they had at the Golden Globes, but you know, no complaints. No, it was fine. It was lovely.
Yeah. Was anybody completely hammered on the red carpet? Come on, be honest.
Yep.
Oh yeah, no question. A lot of people are hammered.
Really?
I think that a lot of people are hammered backstage. Oh yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Name names.
No, I can't.
Oh,
I think
Harry.
It's interesting that Joaquin Phoenix did not come backstage, and he was the guy who did not come back to talk to the press.
Oh really? Wow.
But Renee Zellweger was as nice as could be, just a doll from Texas, and she was worried about everyone meeting their deadlines and said, "I know you guys have a long night ahead. You got to follow these stories." Very sweet.
She seems very sweet, and I'm glad to hear that she's
backstage. Well, she was excellent in that movie. Yeah. I mean, it was incredible.
So, no really big surprises,
she's
I guess.
Yeah.
All right, Harry, we'll let you go. Get some sleep.
Go to bed.
Good Lord. Harry, get some rest, okay?
I will. Have a great week, guys. Enjoy the movie this week.
Jeez, he was up all night. He's in California. He's calling literally.
Right before he goes to bed.
Yeah, and he went to the party for Parasite. You ever go to a Parasite party?
Definitely a couple.
Sounds like fun. We've been so busy talking Oscars, we haven't had a chance to check in on the weekend. We had our daughters in California, Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
Says she has strep or the flu or something. So what do we start thinking?
Oh, coronavirus.
Coronavirus. So we spent the weekend with that.
You didn't say that to her, did you?
No, but you know.
No, you just worry at this point. But, you know.
But the wife goes there. Just boom, right to that. Not like a possible flu or strep. Boom, coronavirus.
Yeah, but strep can be very dangerous, too.
As it turns out, she doesn't have it.
Oh, good. Fine,
either.
Perfect.
So
okay.
I think we're good. So you, LBF, went to... UMass, to your old stomping grounds.
Yes,
how
I did. I went
good?
To UMass Amherst for the weekend because I was accompanying my husband. He was on a business trip, and I was like, I'll go.
Yeah.
And I'll take Lucy.
Mm-hmm.
And
nice
hotel? Only just a Marriott down the street on Route 9 next to the formerly known as the Dead Mall, which is not dead anymore. It's got a JCPenney and a Dick's Sporting Goods, and
like
it's
that.
Got like a... movie theater.
Wow.
I took a class at the Dead Mall, the Hampshire Mall, that's what it's called.
Yeah.
It was pool, like billiards. For credit.
Are you kidding?
For UMass.
Oh,
and I ended
cow.
Up it ended
How'd
up
you do?
Badly.
Really?
I ended up get it actually hurt my GPA.
Because
I got,
you
like,
couldn't play?
I couldn't play. I was very bad at it. And they graded me. I didn't take a pass fail. What a dummy.
Funny.
But I did
but
I did solve a mystery when I was touring the campus.
Yeah.
So in my freshman year, you know, the freshman 15, you go to college and gain 15 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Well, inexplicably, because I loves me some food.
Free food.
I did I did not gain the freshman 15. In fact, I lost weight my first semester.
That's unusual.
And I was like...
Were you sad?
Well, it was really an inexplicable thing.
Okay.
Well, I figured out why. Mm. I went to my dorm on campus in Central. It's called Van Meter. I spent my first semester there.
Mm-hmm.
And I drove up to it. And when I say drove up, this was a hill that literally went like the, it was a, what is it, a 90 degree? It was crazy.
That's pretty high. Pretty
steep. The steepest hill ever. 45. I took Dave up there. Uh-huh. 45 degree angle. Thank you for the math.
Yeah, 90 straight. No,
yeah, 45 degree angle. It was so steep that Dave started to laugh. And I'm like, I walked up and down this hill. Mm-hmm. 2-3 times a day to the point where I wouldn't, because the dining commons were at the bottom of the hill. That's where you eat.
Yeah.
And so to the point where I would just not go eat because I was so sick of climbing up the hill.
Oh.
And there
Wow.
Mystery solved.
Wow. You should move to a hill.
I did. The next semester, I moved to Southwest,
yep,
where it was all flat, and I put on my weight.
Sophomore 60.
What's your takeaway then?
I need to move to a hill.
Yes. San Francisco?
Yeah, exactly. I'm leaving tomorrow.
Look at her go. She never leaves.
I know. But, yeah.
They just bring her food. That's good. All right, Brian, you have a fun weekend? Anything going on?
No, it was basketball. Had some family in town.
Family in town. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Right? They leave?
Good times.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Ain't better. Okay, good.
Got our house back.
My father-in-law, Leo, always used to say, love to see you come. Love to see you go.
Yeah, I always say, let's go to sleep so these nice people can go home.
Yeah, that's okay. No, he would actually push me out the door.
Would he push you out the door?
Yeah,
that's so funny.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's do some dirty laundry, the Oscars and all that good stuff coming up.
Okay, so am I, top moments at the Oscars. Okay. I mean, we have to talk about Joaquin and the cow.
Oh, boy.
But to be fair, his speech was very lovely. And also...
For cows.
For cows.
Yeah.
And some of the zingers that we... Unexpected zingers, right, especially from Chris Rock.
All right, that's coming up in 10. Let's get some Oscar talk here with LBF.
Okay. All the things that I think about the Oscars last night. It's my favorite day of the year, usually.
Is it really?
That's your
Super Bowl, right?
It's my little Super Bowl.
That's
nice. Like it.
I get it.
I have to say I was slightly disappointed in the red carpet because I thought it was
boring. How much of that did you watch? It started at 2 in the afternoon.
Oh, I watched like maybe 45 minutes of it, tops.
Yeah,
and I kept switching back and forth from E to ABC. ABC's people were really not up to the task.
No.
Ryan Seacrest is a pro. He drives me a little crazy, but he is a pro.
Ryan Seacrest wore my wedding tux.
Oh, you with the white?
That was my look. He stole my look.
Really?
He wore it better, I must say.
That is not true.
Well, he wore it pretty good.
That's not true.
His was tailored.
Speaking of suits, Timothy Chalamet, he was wearing a gas station attendant outfit.
Yeah.
I was like, can you wash my windshields? Yeah, please. Washed out was sort of the theme of the night. A lot of whites and pink, light pinks and things like that. Scarlett Johansson, Renee Zellweger, just kind of like, meh. Yeah. Natalie Portman did a cool thing where she wore this cape, and it was inside was stitched with the women directors who were snubbed at the Oscars, because that's kind of fun. Yeah. Greta Gerwig, who was up for Best Adapted Screenplay, she didn't win, but an olive green is a tough color. Billie Eilish wore Chanel. You never know it. She looked like she rolled out of bed.
Yeah.
Kristen Wiig, that was a dress.
It was
a Valentino dress. I think it's just, I think it was a joke of a dress in a way. But at least, I have to say this, at least... She did something different.
It was different.
Everybody else was just a little like, meh.
I didn't understand.
Speaking.
I thought she would peel it off and there'd be a dress underneath.
I thought the same thing.
Did you think? I'm like, I can't wait to see what she's wearing underneath that.
It's hard to get through doorways with that dress.
Well, that's, Brian, I'm a fashion guy.
Yeah.
You know.
Speaking is different. Joaquin Phoenix's acceptance speech for Joker, he won Best Actor. He went a little bit off the rails. Here's what he had to say.
Mm-hmm. We go into the natural world and we plunder it for its resources. We feel entitled to artificially inseminate a cow. And when she gives birth, we steal her baby.
Do we have to?
Even though her cries of anguish are unmistakable.
We have to.
Oh, God.
And then we take her milk that's intended for her calf, and we put it in our coffee and our cereal. Okay.
So you guys, have your cereal dry and drink your coffee black today, because Joaquin wants it to be so. In fact, he really did want go on to say something lovely, and he said... He said this in the speech. I've been a scoundrel all my life. I've been selfish. I've been cruel at times, hard to work with, and I'm grateful that so many of you in this room have given me a second chance.
Okay.
I think that's when we're at our best, when we support each other. And so, I mean, he did say that. He did not go backstage to talk to the press.
No.
But I think he's had it with the press. I watched him on 60 Minutes. Let me tell you, he is a very down-to-earth, normal guy in the right setting. But I feel like something happens to him when
weird.
He steps on stage.
Yeah, very weird.
I really have to say, too, that the sort of theme of the evening, of the show, not necessarily the nominees, was representation. Because I really felt like a lot of people were represented. And you got Billy Porter up there, in a dress. You've got Janelle Monáe, who's killed it during the opening number, and sort of announcing her queerness, and that's a new thing.
Yeah.
Zach Gottsagen, I think I'm probably mispronouncing that, not surprisingly. Yeah. He was the first person with Down syndrome to present an award, which was really cool to see, especially for me, since my daughter has Down syndrome. And for people to see themselves represented at the Oscars is really great. I also really loved the... Idina Menzel, that whole thing where everyone sang from the different Frozens from the different countries, because you're like, oh my God, these are people from all over the world who are like the Idina Menzels of their countries. That's and it was really fun to see. So that was
and
inclusive.
They pronounced her name correctly.
They did.
Remember John?
Yeah, John Travolta did not do a good job.
Best ever.
But the other thing too, in the montage of dead people, they left out Luke Perry.
That's terrible.
Which is, I thought initially, well, he was a 90210 guy. He was on TV, not really movies, but he was just in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And he was in, as Brian pointed out, Eight Seconds.
Another great movie about bull riding. One of the finest bull riding movies, really.
I never saw that.
Honestly, the Oscars, how
do you snub Luke Perry?
The Oscars
Untimely
are
death?
Very good at snubbing people.
Yeah, they left Tim Conway off, too.
No way.
Yes.
Oh, my
Maybe
God.
Because he was in movies. He was in a bunch of Mel Brooks
Apple
movies.
Dumpling
Apple Dumpling Gang?
Apple Dumpling Gang. Yeah. Classic.
Okay.
I'd rather watch that than most of what was on last night.
It was good.
Yeah.
I didn't watch the whole thing, did you?
Steve Martin was good. Chris Rock's good. I like when they were... Chris Rock talking about Ford versus Ferrari says not a contest.
Yeah. That was very funny.
Sorry.
And Eminem.
Yeah.
I mean, 17 years after he won, gets
cool
on stage.
It was a little long.
It was a little long.
It was like the initial surprise wore off, and you're like, wow, he's still out there singing.
Yeah.
And he has a dad bod and a beard.
Total has a dad bod.
I know. I was happy about that.
Slim Shady anymore,
no,
is he?
No, not really. But that's okay.
You know, he's Husky Slady. Shady.
He looks good. He looks healthy.
All right. Don't we all?
Right.
Nothing like a good old dad bod in the morning.
Yes, exactly.
That's what we like to hear. All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
More 105.7 WROR, the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yes, Super Smart, brought to you by Window Nation. It's Window Nation's buy two, get two free sale, windownation.com. All right, we have Donna Knight from Everett on the phone with us. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning.
All right, Donna's a real estate agent, and she also works at Davio's.
I love Davio's.
Yeah,
I love those little delicious spring rolls with the Philly cheese ones. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we do have a sampler, too, we offer.
Donna,
that sounds great. Okay.
A sampler.
Are you up?
I'll take a sampler and a two-bedroom, please.
Yeah, exactly.
She sells real estate as well. Donna does it all. They call it Donna All Night. Just kidding. Her last name's Knight.
That's okay.
Oh, I see. Oh, there you go.
Yep. All right.
I apologize for him.
I like that.
You like? It's all yours, Donna. Feel free to use it. All right. You ready to play Super Smart in 60 seconds?
Yes, I am. I hope I'm super smart, not super stupid.
Well, you know what? We're going to find out in 60 seconds, Donna. I like it. All right. We'll find out. All right. Remember, just say pass if you're not sure. We'll give you another chance at it if there's time, okay?
Okay. Very good.
Here you go. Good luck.
What month is it?
February.
From what animal do we get fleece?
Fleece? Lamb.
What movie won Best Picture at the Oscars?
Parasite.
What is Barack Obama's wife's name?
Michelle Obama.
What color is the carpet at the Oscars?
Red.
Marshall Mathers is the real name of this Oscar-winning rapper.
Eminem.
What city's Tin Pan Alley was known for its music publishing industry?
Pass.
What did Levi Strauss invent in 1872?
Jeans.
The zodiac sign Leo refers to what animal?
The lion.
What is the longest river solely in England?
Pass.
What city's Tin Pan Alley was known for its music publishing industry?
Alley. Oh, God.
Detroit.
Oh, wow. Man.
Wow, you did really great.
You got 8 out of 10.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you know what? You were so close to being super smart. All right, what you missed?
That was really good. Yes. You were excellent.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Tin Pan Alley was known for its music publishing industry. That was in New York City.
New York.
Oh, New York. Okay.
And the longest river solely in England?
Yeah.
Thames.
The Thames.
Thames. Thames. Thames.
Oh, that. Forget that. I would never known that.
The Thames. As I like to call it.
Thames.
Eight was my number.
Eight.
There you go.
80%.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with
80%.
That.
No, not at all.
All right. As LBF says, there's no shame.
What I'm like, what do I say?
So much.
No shame in that game. So much. So many things.
I was in the 80% there, and not super stupid.
No. Not at all.
No.
Hey, Donna, is there someone special in your life you'd like to share a dinner cruise with?
Yes, there is.
Well, you just won a dinner cruise for two aboard the Odyssey, Boston.
Oh,
it is going to be
nice. This
weekend, February 15th.
Oh, awesome. Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Romance, Valentine's
Day
weekend.
Oh, yeah, on the water.
Yeah, you're done.
On the water. Mm. Oh, boy, I'm in trouble now.
I like
this boat's rocking.
All right. Know
what happened.
Rocking all night. Madonna night.
Oh, yeah.
All right, your most memorable Valentine's Day is waiting for you on the water when you and your sweetheart join the Odyssey for dinner. That's February 14th or 15th this weekend. Do it soon. For more info, visit odysseycruises.com. Donna, did you have fun?
Yes, I had a blast. All thank right. you so much.
All right, you
I
hang
really
on.
Did.
Great. 8 out of 10 is pretty good.
Really good.
All right, so not bad at all. I thought she was going to do it.
I really did too.
You know,
I did
she is
too.
Smart, you know. If you want to play Super Smart 60 Seconds, play the home version of the game and see how you do there. Just go to WRY.com. LBF posts them right after the show with multiple choice.
Yeah.
Okay, look, if you want to sign up, go to WROR.com.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
We're going to be cool. LBF, what do you got? What is cool?
I'm going to tell you how you can make somebody's day today. You can make them so much happier.
Well, that's nice. All right, we'll do that. Brian Bell?
I got a cool story from the Oscars. Not, you know, the big winners or anything. Just something pretty cool that happened last night to one of the winners you might not have heard about.
Really? Okay. And a new survey reveals what makes the perfect date. Valentine's around the corner. I'll tell you the perfect date according to what most people want to do. Okay?
Okay. All right.
All right.
Here's an easy way to fit in a random act of kindness. You know, you can buy the person behind you a Dunkin' Donuts if you want to, but here's a little bit of an easier way.
Pay it forward.
It takes 2 minutes. It's called Text for Humanity, and this nonprofit called Mental Health America launched this program. It lets you send an inspirational text message to total strangers, and if you do it, a random person texts you an uplifting message. So you just text the word join to this number, 37352. And you get positive messages from people. So if you're having a really bad day and you get a text that says, like, you're awesome, don't let the bees get you down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
The what?
The people.
Oh, okay.
The people in your life. Isn't that kind of nice?
Yeah.
Like just a little random act of, are you signing up right now?
No, I'm texting you.
You are? You know what? You should put that in your repertoire.
Maybe you should just text you're people awesome. You know positive things.
You sent it to me and Brian, so who are you talking about?
Oh, no. Both of you got that?
Yeah.
Oh, Brian, I'm sorry.
Oh, man. I'll have to wait for some rando to text me something positive.
No, I didn't mean to send it to her. Sorry you had to share that.
Somebody tried it. You guys are so mean. They messaged, we're proud of you for all the work, the good you bring into the world. And then 5 minutes later, a woman named Becky said,
who dis?
Exactly.
No one is perfect. That's number? Why pencils have erasers. You guys are the worst.
We are. All right.
So if anybody wants to text me, because I obviously
I
work with these Yahoos, it doesn't count. All right, whatever. Moving on. Brian Bell, what do you got?
Good, thanks, Shelby.
I got a great message of positivity for everyone.
Yeah, what's that?
Yeah.
No, the Oscars last night.
Okay.
This was really cool. A special guest of one of the directors, DeAndre Arnold, and his mom. He's the Texas high school student who was like banned from the prom and because he wouldn't cut his dreadlocks.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's a thing, man. Your dreads, right? That's your thing. That's their style.
Half the NFL has dreads.
I know. That's it.
Right?
So it was very unfair. But one of the Oscar directors, Matthew A. Cherry, he was nominated for his short film, Hair Love. It's an animated short. It's super sweet. I actually watched it with my six-year-old.
How short is short?
It's 6 minutes long.
No, that's short.
You can find it on YouTube, or I'll post it at WROR.com. It's really cool. Uh-huh. It's about an African-American father learning how to do his young daughter's hair while his wife is in the hospital. And it won the Oscar last night.
Nice.
Great.
And it was very cool. And shout out to Gabrielle Union, Dwayne Wade, and Dove, who bought this kid and his mom the ticket to the Oscars.
That's
and he
awesome.
Went with the director of the short. It was great. Cool
good.
Story.
And you saw it with your girl Lila.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's really
liked it.
Really moving. Yeah.
Good.
Very, very right. cool.
That's cool. Okay.
I'd have to say April 25th, because it's not too hot, not too cold.
Yeah.
All you need is a light jacket.
Yeah, that's a perfect date.
Perfect date. Yeah.
Yep,
it is.
I love that. All righty. You guys want to know what the perfect date is according to a survey?
Yeah.
Survey says 45% of people want to explore something new or go somewhere different on a first date. Yeah.
Explore something new. That
something
just
new.
My attention.
Did that really? Yeah.
Make sure and you have a safe word.
Oh, God.
What's yours again?
Wow.
Meatball sub.
Okay, meatball sub. Which also could be, you know, a nice date.
Yes, true.
For a lot of people, the perfect date involves outdoor activities. Maybe a walk in the park.
No.
Meatball sub.
Exactly.
About a botanical garden.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about the zoo?
No.
No.
Who goes to the zoo?
Noah.
Oh, my God.
Others are historical attractions, water parks. That'd be a fun first date.
A water park?
Everybody's getting wet. Right?
Oh, my God.
Wear your bathing what? You wear
first,
a bathing suit?
No way. There's no way I'm wearing a bathing suit on a first date.
Nice first date to Great Wolf Lodge.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Others.
Okay, level three, your van is waiting outside.
All right. A castle or a palace?
Oh, a castle.
Aquarium or a museum?
Aquarium?
Art museum. Those are all.
I just want to let you know that these are terrible first dates.
Of those, you got your choice. Go ahead.
Is there a restaurant in there? No,
you don't.
Bar?
Historical attraction, that'd be nice.
Historical attraction, oh my God. There might be a bar in a historical attraction.
There you
right?
have
Sam Adams Brewery.
There's beer at the water park, just do that. Just put on that, whatever you want to wear.
Oh, yeah. Big giant t-shirt with the cutout of the lady in the bikini.
Oh, that's hot. So the Oscars last night, they do the In Memoriam, right?
Yeah.
I didn't see it. But did they have two actors we lost over the weekend? We lost Robert Conrad.
He was in the Wild Wild West.
Yes.
Is that like a really old show?
Old 60s show.
Okay.
And he was in the 70s, Black Sheep Squadron.
Okay, well, I missed that.
Yeah. You didn't see Pappy, what's his name? Pappy Barrington?
No.
He played that, and he was always known as a tough guy. He always... If you don't, maybe you don't remember, but he'd do a commercial for batteries where the battery would be on his shoulder.
Okay.
And he'd say, knock it off.
Kind of like,
tough, right?
Kind of like the guys, you know, the fictional characters in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like that.
He
so
would
it's
be
all coming
one of
together.
Those guys.
Yep.
Robert
okay.
Conrad, 84. And then Orson Bean.
I know.
Had a tragic death.
Now, he was in a bunch of things, but he was in Desperate Housewives.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the most recent thing.
Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman.
He also was married to Allie Mills, who was the mom in The Wonder Years.
That's right.
He was killed crossing the street to go see Allie Mills in a play.
What?
Yeah, he was on his way to the theater. He crossed, it says outside a marked crosswalk at 7:30 at night on a Friday, and then he was hit by a car.
He was
and then
clipped by one.
And then hit by another one.
Yeah.
And he was 91.
What a terrible way to go.
And apparently it's really bad in Los Angeles. People are getting hit all the time that the governor has like, or the mayor has some sort of initiative about, like, try not to hit people.
Right?
Yeah.
And 91. Can you imagine his poor wife, Allie Mills, who, like you said, was going to be performing that night? She finds out.
It was canceled. The performance was canceled.
It had to be.
Yeah.
Wow. So that's sad. He was great. He used to be on... a lot of game shows back in the day.
Really?
Just a funny guy. I think he was on Match Game.
Match game's
one of those
fun.
Funny match game guys. So
I think he was from Burlington, Vermont originally.
Yeah, I think he was. Yeah. Or Sinbean. That's a horrendous way to go. So in honor of Joaquin Phoenix, are you not going to have any milk today?
I am. Listen.
How about cream in your coffee?
He took a tangent, but the overall speech was lovely, and he did reference his brother, River Phoenix, and he talked about how he has not behaved well in the past and that it's important for us to all work together. It just got a little lost by the cow stuff.
Yeah, the cow stuff was weird.
When you start talking about artificially inseminating cows and taking their babies away, it kind of pulls away from the message.
Yeah.
About messaging. Well, gave us a great clip to play, though.
No, he
did.
Dirty
Laundry. We'll put it up at WROR.com later.
That's good. Just, you know what? He takes it black, so that's fine.
It's good. That's how
he
Dave
better,
Falcone
or he's
does.
In trouble.
Well, he was the man in black.
Well, then that's,
was he in that, too?
Yeah. Johnny Cash.
Yeah. Remember that?
Oh, that's right. I was thinking the Will Smith movie.
No.
That's Men in Black.
Oh, sorry.
A little different.
All right. I'm tired.
Yeah, well,
that's fine. You stayed up late watching the Oscars. God knows why. All right.
Oh, my God. You're so not into it.
Was that a mic?
You're like really not into the, you're not into the Oscars,
it's
are
too
you?
Much fluff stuff.
Who needs fluff it's is too the much. Best part
they
of
They could
life.
Make that show in 90 minutes tops, and then, boom, we all go to bed. Move on.
Well, it gets long because they give the awards to the people who don't get recognized that we don't care about, but they do it on TV
to
make them feel better.
Talk about, oh my God.
I always fantasized about making an Oscar speech and who I would thank and who I would rip apart. For a long time in high school, I had a lot of people I wanted to rip apart. I'm mature now.
Not cows and calves. That wasn't on your list.
No cows and calves.
Just thanks, Dave. Thank Dave Falcone for putting up with all this.
Oh, really?
You got to do that.
Oh, boy.
You do.
You better thank your husband if you win.
I mean, you have to thank your significant other and your parents.
Yeah.
Maybe your kids, but probably not.
They're not watching.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.